getting bigger and better. Enjoy the best in Christian radio on 87.7 FM in Mongu, 91.5 FM in Siavunga, 94.9 FM in Kasama, and of course 104.1 FM in Lusaka and surrounding areas.
Inspiring, life-changing radio. This is One Love Radio.
Country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Each taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions, such as books, records, or invoices, as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love...
Thank you for joining us for the Man News on One Love Radio. The headlines. President Alain Dejilama in Dola for a one-day working visit. Economist Noah Kabuita urges strong measures to sustain Kwacha appreciation. Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia urges proper use of toll fees to upgrade road network. And in foreign news, Zimbabwe rolls out of long-acting HIV prevention drug gets underway. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Hage Ndegeulema is in Ndola District, Kopperbelt Province, for a one-day working visit. President Ndegeulema, who was aboard the presidential jet, touched down at Simon Mwansakapwepwe International Airport at exactly 09:22 hours on Sunday. The head of state was received by Kopperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo, Province Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa, and other senior government party officials. Meanwhile, schools of students from various higher learning institutions were also at the airport to receive President Ndegeulema with excitement. According to Zanis, President Ndegeulema is expected to fellowship with congregants at Chifubu Catholic Church in Ndola. The head of state will later have another engagement with students in Kitwe. Economist Noah Kabuita has called for measures to sustain the appreciation of the kwacha, saying the currency's recent gains must be backed by strong economic fundamentals. His remarks follows a warning from the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, which cautioned that the kwacha's strength against the US dollar should be sustainable and not driven by temporary increases in commodity prices. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Kabuita says Zambia has reached a stage of relative macroeconomic stability, but stressed that the current progress must be maintained. He adds that citizens should begin to see tangible economic benefits from the stronger kwacha, including lower prices and improved living standards. Development analyst Dr. Charity Musamba has urged the government to invest in sustainable and independent livelihood opportunities rather than expanding short-term social support programs such as Cash for Work. Her remarks follows the government's decision to increase the number of beneficiary households under the regular social cash transfer program from 895,000 in 2021 to 1.3 million households currently, with plans to reach 1.5 million households later this year. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Musamba says while social protection programs help vulnerable households survive, they are largely copying mechanisms that do not offer long-term solutions. She has highlighted the need for the government to focus on creating gainful employment opportunities and sustainable livelihoods that would reduce dependency and ease pressure on public funds allocated to cash for work initiatives. Dr. Musamba